Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, 943, 17 till 10, final day of April 2025. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Ricky Boyette, Chief of Public Affairs for the Army Corps of Engineers, New Orleans Division. It's the time of year where we watch the river and wonder about the spillway and so forth. Morning, Ricky. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me what's going on with the river and the spillway and levels and so forth.
So, the last 5 or 6 days, we've been taking our measurements up around Red River Landing, which is the last point where any water can leave the river. And we're seeing levels come in lower than what were initially forecasted, levels low enough that while it will be closed, we're not going to see the trigger for operating the Bonnecarry Spillway.
So that's interesting that it's the last area before the water can, because after Red River, you know what's coming, right? There's no place else for it to go.
That's exactly right. Once we have made our diversion at Old River into the Atchafalaya to keep the 70-30 split, mm-hmm. The last place it's going from there is into the Gulf. And so it gives us, at least a two-day window where we see the water, and then it takes about 2 days for it to get from that point to where the Bonnecarry is.
How high is it now, Ricky? Because I've not been to the levee. Last time I was there a couple of weeks ago, I was driving some golf balls in the river, which they told me I shouldn't do, which I won't. But and there was a lot of batcher. Now is it like to the top of the levees or not?
It's not to the top of the levees. It's around 16 and a half feet today. Mm-hmm. Rule of thumb is when we operate Bonnecarry, it usually crests out around 17 feet. So we do have the room in there, and we also build freeboard into the levee system in New Orleans. So really at the Carrollton Gauge, we're looking at a crest of 17, but we have levees that are 20 to 23 feet high.
So when it comes to other things that could change, more rainfall and everything that drains into the Mississippi, do you factor that in the forecast too, or does this mean we're out of the woods for the entire season? Take me through that.
You're exactly right. When we're looking at a forecast for the river, what you're really looking at is all the different rivers, whether it be the Ohio River or the White River, Arkansas River. We're looking at what these rivers are doing because we know ultimately that water is going to enter the Mississippi. What we are seeing is while the crest is going to come in a little lower, it's going to come in longer. So originally, we were looking at a peak of about a day and then start to fall. That's being extended out. So we're going to be in a flood fight for most of May. And then, of course, we have to continue to watch, what rain falls in the Red River area or the Ohio. Because if we're at a high river and then we get more rain, well, then that has effect on not only duration, but a potential rise again.
So tell me how this affects the saltwater intrusion and the wedge and so forth. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? And then also when you talk about the flood fight, what exactly does that mean? And because the physics of this is you got the pressure against the levees over a period of time and the flow of the river. Take me through all of that, Ricky, if you would.
Sure. With the saltwater intrusion, that's only an extreme low water situation. So as the river is pushing out, it's got enough force to keep the Gulf out into the Gulf. It's not allowing that to come in. So we have no saltwater coming into the Mississippi right now. With the flood fight, the key is you're exactly right. It's the system, even though we're not operating Bonnie Carey, is under a lot of pressure. So the Corps as well as the levee districts are out every day, and we're looking for anything that could become a problem before it's a problem. And obviously, you know, that can be seepage or sand boils, but it's also small things that can grow into a big thing. I like to use an armadillo can create a seepage path overnight. So we want to identify it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
As soon as possible, and we'll need to do that as long as the river is above 11 feet.
So is there anything people should be looking for?
Absolutely. You know, especially when you're looking at the river system in New Orleans, they're used as recreation as much as they are flood fighting. So people are walking it or riding their bikes every day. And if they see anything unusual, by all means, give us a call. But we're looking for, you know, if there is a barge that's parked close to the levee, or if someone's doing work. You know, a lot of times when we talk about all work has to stop, people are thinking big construction projects, but it could be somebody needs to fix their sewage line. Or in one case, we had someone was planting tulips at the toe of the levee, and that means they're digging into the ground. Mm-hmm. So it's all of those things that we're looking for. And we have a commitment that if you report it to us, we will have someone go look at it.
So I guess when it comes to the Bonnie Carey spillway, we can say it's not – what can we say, Ricky? I'm trying to get a handle on his timeline and so forth. When do we know yet, really, or just for now?
It's for now because we don't know what rain and that will happen in the valley over the duration of what we consider a high water season that really goes till June. Right now, the flows that we're expected are coming in a little lower, as well as the elevations are kind of being dropped through the National Weather Service. So we do not see reaching our trigger of 1.25 million cubic feet per second moving through New Orleans. Put that in a different way. It would be about 9 million gallons passing through New Orleans every second. That is what our levee system is designed to hold. We do not see that right now, but it's close. And so conditions can change in the future. But right now, it's a positive trend that we hope continues.
Is there such a thing as to say when we will have the all clear?
If the river, yes, in that, you know, as the river begins to drop and we're coming closer to the end of the in the flood fight season, you can be more confident that water and rain in the valley will not affect the river so greatly. So as long as it's high, we're going to be on alert. But then as it starts to fall, then, you know, you get a lot more confidence that the high water season itself is coming to a close.
And I get a text real quick from somebody worried about navigation and ships running into the levee and so forth. What kind of a concern is that?
It is a concern. You know, we're always watching. We work very closely with the Coast Guard to ensure as the river gets bigger and it gets faster, it becomes more challenging to navigate. Fortunately, we have good partners with the Coast Guard that are, you know, ensuring that the safe rules are being applied. We did have those barges that in Baton Rouge area come up. They were able to remove the Pontchartrain Levee District, was immediately on site. They've got it backed up. The initial review that we're continuing for that section of the levee is it's in good shape.
Someone texted in a meeting of the Association of Levee Boards in Baton Rouge this week. Will you be attending that, and what's going to happen there?
So twice a year, the levee, all the levee districts gather together. They do in the spring. They also do in December. We do participate. Our team participates, as well as our commander will give an update during the early morning session tomorrow morning.
So we want to hope for not a lot of rain upriver, correct?
That's right. I would say we want to hope for not a lot of rain all at one time in the river. You know, the river is big, and those that are feeding those tributaries, those rivers that are feeding it, are a lot smaller than Mississippi, so we can handle a lot more water than most places. But if it all happens at one time, that's where you start to see the kind of rise that we saw this year, is because in early April, we had what some were reporting a generational rain event happening in many places simultaneously.
Thank you, Ricky. Appreciate the information. Chief of Public Affairs for the Army Corps of Engineers, New Orleans Division, Ricky Boyette. Quick reminder, it's a town hall with President Trump in his first 100 days, moderated by Chris Cuomo from News Nation with Bill O'Reilly, Stephen A. Smith. Don't miss it tonight from 7 till 9 right here on WWLAMFM.com and the free Odyssey app. Newell's coming up next. Oh, real quick, some unfinished business. That was Peter Griffin before that you heard, not A League of Their Own. It was Peter Griffin about the Who Are You game. Newell's next. We'll see what he's got for us when we come back. WWL.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.